Read your Bible. Read your Bible. I cannot help you like the Bible can. That's why the Bible says, a man that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. How many of you have ears? You're supposed to be listening to the Word of God. You're not supposed to be focused on an app that you wish you could play right now and catch up on your Clash of Clans elixir or anything like that, okay? You're not supposed to be focused on a TV season that the new episode is coming out tonight, okay? Well, it's still going to be there. There's a thing called reruns, okay? They save them. They put them on Hulu. They put them on Netflix, and then people vandalize and pirate and put them on YouTube, okay? And you can see all of that kind of stuff, okay? But I promise you, if you have ears to hear, you're supposed to hear the preaching. You're supposed to hear the preaching. Take your Bibles to 1 Samuel 15. I was reading this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Sorry, I have a cough. 1 Samuel 15. Be sure you read your Bible. And by the way, let me help you out a little bit. When you're listening to the preacher, don't lean over. Like in chapel time, I try and tell the guys, sit up, sit up, sit up. Because when you lean over, you have a tendency to just not even pay attention. Okay, so sit up, pay attention, especially in the preaching time. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 3. 1 Samuel 15, 3. The Bible says, "Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy," what's the next word? Say it louder. All that they have. So here is God. Through Samuel, God tells Samuel, go tell King Saul to kill all of Amalek, the entire city, kill them all, destroy them all. I want you to kill the young, I want you to kill the old, I even want you to kill all their animals. Kill everyone, all of them, destroy them. So that is what God told him to do. Now, look in verse 8. Here's what Saul did instead. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, what's the next word? Alive. Now, wait a minute. Did God tell him to kill them? Yes. God said, kill them all. Destroy them all. Get rid of them. But he kept Amalek alive. Or excuse me, Agag alive. Now, listen very closely to me. Very closely to me. If you really want to have victory in your life, you cannot keep sin in your life. You must kill it all. Did you hear me? You must kill it all. You say, well, I'm going to get victory in this one area of my life. I'm going to be faithful in my church attendance. But are you faithful in the things that you say? I'm going to make sure my mouth is cleaned up. Great. But is your mind cleaned up? Well, I'm going to make sure that my ears, I'm listening to the good music. Okay, that's great, that's fine, that's dandy, but are you watching good movies on TV or bad movies on TV? You see, he told him to kill and destroy everything, but he took Agag alive. That's not all. Because he took Agag alive, look at verse 9. But Saul and the, what's the next word? People. The people. So wait a minute, because King Saul decided to spare the king, here's what the people did. They spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was what? Good. Well, I've got news for you. If God said get rid of it, none of it's good. None of it's good. It doesn't matter how shiny it looks. It doesn't matter if you can use it for food. It doesn't matter if you can use it to spend. It doesn't matter what it is. If God said get rid of it, you should get rid of it. You should destroy it. They kept everything that in their mind was good. Let's keep reading. And would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Let's look down in verse 19. Now listen very closely to me. The preacher told Saul what to do. Saul then in turn did not obey completely. If you do not obey completely, it is still called disobedience, not obedience. If your parents tell you to make the bed, and all you do is strip the bed and throw the sheets in the washing machine, that is not making your bed. You say, but they needed to be washed. That was not making your bed. That's the lazy way out of, you know, I got to run. I've got things to do. I've got people to see. You know, I've got a schedule to keep. My parents just don't understand. No, you just need to get right with God. What did he do? He spared them, and the people spared them. Look at verse 19. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil? He did. It's like he flew by the seat of his britches. I'm just going to do what I want to do. Vroom, go over here. Act the way I want to act. Vroom, go over here. Samuel's mad. God's mad. Let's keep reading verse 19. But thou didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 20. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have, what's the next word? Obeyed. What? Did he not even know what obedience was? He said, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Then he blames the people. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, and chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Here's what happened. He disobeyed God. You listen very closely to me. Some of you, in the past several weeks, you have gotten right with God in something in your life. Something in your life you've decided to improve. Something in your life you've decided to get right with God. And if you're not careful, there's still one thing you're hanging on to. There's still two things you're hanging on to. There's still three things you're hanging on to. And God looks at you and says, hey, if you want to please me, you've got to utterly destroy everything. Everything. We've had some young people, they get in trouble with their cell phones. And I show them that verse, or I quote them that verse, that if thy right eye offend thee, you know what the Bible says, if thy right eye offend thee, you're supposed to what? Pluck it out. If thy right hand offend thee, you know what it says to do? Cut it off. Now, I'm not teaching teenagers, okay, you need to go cut, you know, disembark yourself, okay? Nothing like that, okay? But what I'm saying is, if you're constantly finding yourself getting in trouble with your phone, it's probably time to get rid of the phone. If you're holding on to anything in your life that is keeping you from God, that has become your God instead of God. And you cannot please God by holding on to that thing. If there is a certain app on your phone and you know it has something in it that shouldn't be in it, you know it has something ungodly that shouldn't be in that, you've desensitized yourself to that, and you look at it and you constantly see it, you know it shouldn't be there, you're holding on to something in your life that shouldn't be there. God says, I want it utterly destroyed. I want it gone. I want it rid of. I want it destroyed. There have been some teenagers that say, you know, Brother Jonathan, I just need to get off social media for a while. And I'm glad. I'm proud of you. Hey, if you feel like that is keeping you from being godly and you feel like that's keeping you from walking with God, then get rid of it for a little while. Get rid of it for a little while. Get off of that stuff. What happened with Saul? Are you ready for this? He disobeyed God, but yet he looked at it as, I've obeyed the voice of God and have done that which the Lord hath led me to do. Oh, baloney. God told the preacher, tell that Saul what to do. And the preacher told Saul what to do, and Saul went out and decided to do what he wanted to do instead. Now, you listen very closely to me. When your preacher tells you to do something, you just better do it. When your mom and dad tell you to do something, you just better do it. Not half-heartedly, but wholeheartedly, you take care of it. Here's what is sad. Verse 23 will end with this. Here's what happened with Saul. He disobeyed. When a person disobeyed, another word for disobedience is rebellion. Rebellion. That's when you want to do what you want to do, no matter what your parents say, no matter what your authorities say. And here's what God says disobedience is and rebellion is. Verse 23. For rebellion is as the sin of what? Witchcraft. That's not all. And stubbornness. You ever met a stubborn teenager? You ever met a stubborn adult? You ever met a stubborn kid? And stubbornness is as iniquity and what? Idolatry. I think we play around with sin too much. We take it too lightly. We take it too lightly. The rest of the verse, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. What happened to Saul? God told Saul, here's what you need to do. Destroy everything in the Amalekites. Destroy the king, destroy their animals, destroy their children, destroy the ladies, destroy the men, kill everybody, destroy everything. But he goes in there and says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to spare the king. I'm going to spare the king. After all, you know, I want to maybe string him up in a little while and make myself look good. I'm going to spare the king. So what did the people do? The people looked at him and thought, wow, if he's not going to destroy everything, then why should we destroy everything? And so the people decided, hey, I'm going to keep this lamb. It's a good lamb. I'm going to keep this ox. It's a good ox. I'm going to keep this over here. This looks pretty neat. I'm going to keep that over there. That looks pretty neat. And because the king decided not to kill the king, Agag, the people decided they were going to keep something too. Some of you know if you have something in your life you shouldn't have. And here's what you do. You brag to another teenager that you have it. So that teenager, instead of getting right with God, you're dragging them down. They won't get right with God because you're not right with God. You say, that is not true. The Bible says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You're tampering with something that is demonic. You're tampering with something that is not of God. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness as the sin of iniquity and idolatry. Sounds to me like we just need to stay simple and right with God. Sounds to me like if we have something in our life, anything in our life that is keeping us from pleasing God, we just get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Even if it's something as simple as a card game. Even if it's something as simple as a bubble gum that keeps you from obeying the rules on Thursday nights. Even if it's something as simple as buying a new shirt so that you can button the top button when you come to church. If there is anything that is keeping you from obeying, it's like you're practicing witchcraft. This isn't a game, young people. Let's please God. Let's please our parents. Let's obey. And if there's anything in your life that is keeping you from being on one-on-one terms with God, then you need to kill it and get rid of it. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.